1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
Visit georgewbushsgod.com for a political take on the situation in New Orleans. You know, just because Cindy Sheehan has left Crawford, Texas, and is no longer somebody that the anti-war movement can sort of rely on to give them a sort of a propaganda vehicle, doesn't mean that it's over for them. They now are using New Orleans, so you can go to georgewbushsgod.com and check that out, baby. That's right. Because I ain't going to talk about it here. Because if I do, my blood pressure rises. My knuckles begin to tighten. My jaw tightens up. And I'm ready to go. The light's green. All right. Coming up this hour, an oft-requested flashback. It's the Pizza Hut call. That's right. That baby is on a CD. I think it's about a 3 or 4 year old bit, but we get so many requests for the Pizza Hut call that we're going to play it tonight, and you'll hear it in all of its glory, baby. It's off of our 98 CD, the Pizza Hut call. And our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Now, I was just reading where Nicolas Cage and a number of people have donated $1 million out of their own pocket to hurricane relief. And I heard, I think, where one of the local stations here, KLOS, raised about $1 million. And there's a lot of things going on. Mark and Brian, didn't they kind of they did a lot to try to raise money. And our company, Clear Channel, that owns millions of stations, has donated $500,000. All right, way to go. That's very nice. No, I shouldn't say, but I haven't. How much have you given, Henry? None. I was just about to say I haven't given any. But if I see one of those little cups at the supermarket that says hurricane relief, I'll be sure to throw a few quarters in it. I look, people, not just nations, but people act out of self-interest. I'm just an idiot. I mean, what can I do? What can one man do? It looks like things are starting to clean up, but can we maybe hold it down with some of the rumors? What did I read today? People are eating corpses. Oh, God. That's on the Huffington Post. Is that the woman? Is that her name, Huffington? The Huffington Post. I heard today, ladies and gentlemen. And it didn't just say people. Black people. Black people are eating corpses. Now, that was intended to be a sort of a boost for African Americans, as if to say, look at how degraded their life condition is. They're not being helped. They're having to eat corpses. But it's like the biggest freaking cannibal slam I ever heard in my life. Don't you understand? Those folks are black. First thing people are going to think, cannibal. I don't understand. What do you mean? What do I mean, you idiot? You've just blown everything. What do you think this is, naked prey? Why didn't you just say they stuck him on a pit and roasted him, too? You are something else, man, with that whole... Well, Miss Huffington said it would be very cool. It would make us look... our credentials would be solid. Yeah, your credentials are solid, all right. Your credentials are solid, man. I got you an all-day pass to a Tascadero, Nut Bin 3. You just go ahead and swipe your card, man. Go right on in for the treatment. They're eating corpses in New Orleans. That's what I told you. You got to watch the stuff that's coming out of there is fast and furious, and most of it has the consistency of runny diarrhea. It ain't true, man. Most of it is about as reliable as the drinking water down there right now. Eating corpses. Rape. Yeah, I understand that there probably have been terrible things that have happened. But to make it sound like the city is, it's just another, like it's Road Warrior down there, says who? Who? Where are we getting this? Now, there's a few reporters that are on site and they've seen something here, there, something else. But you read some of these people and you'd swear to God that the place is, it's like right out of 28 days later, man, just zombies running everywhere, cats getting eaten, people getting mowed down, you know, guys driving through like zombies. Did you ever see that freaking Dawn of the Dead, the dude just like mowing down zombies on his way to the store? I gotta get a pack of smokes, watch it. He's nailing zombies on his way to the freaking supermarket. You'd swear to God that this whole trip, man, in New Orleans is like a John freaking Carpenter movie or whoever that guy, Romero. I mean, they can't slowly pull it together. The other thing is, you know, I don't really want to say anything, but the governor down there, Kathleen Blanco, you know, and the mayor, Ray something, what's that guy's name, Negan? Hey, dude, the more you talk, the worse you look, because emergency services are first supposed to be handled at the local level. What were you doing, dude? There was, I don't know how many buses sitting there that they could have used before it started getting flooded out. I don't know what the state of Louisiana was doing. Those guys, talk about sitting on their hands. They didn't do diddly squat, man. Somebody ought to scream about that. Now they're bringing in choppers, and they're starting to get some of the medical services in there, and things are starting to maybe, you know, calm down a little bit. They don't know how many people are missing. They don't know how many people are dead. It's probably going to be an enormous number of people. But the first thing we need to do is try to sift the wheat from the chaff. You know, let's just, first of all, what I'd like to figure out is, is the Superdome, like, does it really smell that bad in there? I mean, in other words, what you're hearing is, oh, the places where that stinks like a sewer. There's gang rape being committed. Guys are running around with stuff in a shopping cart. It's like I said yesterday, sure, they're running around with stuff in a shopping cart. There's no cat there to sell it to them. At some point, you got to just go in and take it. By the way, thanks to the guy who sent me that video from Afghanistan or Iraq, I don't know where. These people are sicker. Did you see that, Mark? Is that Afghanistan? It's basically the rifle sight. You're looking through the sight of an American sniper as he's picking off Al-Qaeda and Mujahideen guys in Afghanistan. Oh, dude, it's not pleasant to look at. In other words, these guys just don't get shot. Their clothing explodes. You just see, like, their clothing just... And then you hear the whoever the Yank is at the other end of the rifle go, damn. This kid's just sending me all this sick video. I got to tell you, though, I shouldn't say this, but I take some measure of... it's relaxing for me to look at it. It's just relaxing. It's the way that I relax. It's the way I enjoy myself. You know, light up a nice fat Cohiba, pop the top off of a greenie, put on my sniper video footage, and go to work. You know, just... I'm typing out a blog or something. Just relaxing, looking at, you know, like these freaking Al-Qaeda getting nailed. It's a pretty beautiful thing. All right, coming up, we do have that very, very much requested flashback. Our email address is phs@philhenryshow.com. I tried to print some email off tonight. Michelle took another day off. I think she, you know, it's seriously, Michelle's got some things that she has to take care of. I think she needed to buy nylons. And so I'm joking around. And so anyway, I tried to get some of this email printed off. And we're going to have a cat who is talking about his great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandpa who was in the Revolutionary War, and he's a war veteran, but he don't dig this Iraq thing, and some other baloney I can't read. All right? 1-800-4- and by the way, tomorrow at my house, I'm having a little gathering of friends, and I bought some umbrellas for... I have these... I have places where I can put umbrellas. You know, you put them down the hole. Well, the thing that I got is too big for the hole, if you'll pardon the expression. So I got to go back and get a new thing that'll fit in the hole. And my wife is all bummed out, and the kids are crying, and the cat is moping around. So we'll figure it out. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
Here's a flashback request. This is from Pierre up in British Columbia. Hey, Phil, I'd like to request from your 1999 Best of Disc the bit where that poor jackball tries to order a pizza. When the lady says $90 for three pizzas, I thought I'd die laughing. I can only imagine the look on that poor guy's face when he heard it. Great show as always. Pierre Dubourg, Burnaby, British Columbia, Canada. Here it is, Pierre.
Hello. Hello?
Yeah, pizza. Hello.
Yes, I'd like to place an order for delivery.
What you want?
Okay, I want to order three large pizzas.
All right, three large pizzas. Have you got any coupons or anything like that?
Nah.
Okay. What else you want? Want something to drink or anything?
Nah, that's okay.
All right. What you want on the pizza, anything?
Yeah, let me have one large pizza with pepperoni.
Pepperoni?
Huh?
Now you don't want that tonight.
Why not?
I'm just trying to warn you. You don't want that tonight. You know what I'm saying? Okay. I'm just trying to warn you. That's all. I mean, you want to get the pepperoni, I'll give it to you. But tonight, that's not a good night for that. You know what I'm saying? I'll tell you what happened. We had a health inspection come through. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Well, what do you guys have?
I'll tell you what we got. We have the meatball, which is outstanding, and also the sausage, real good.
Okay, let me have one with the meatball, one with sausage.
All right, meatball, sausage. All right, got a meatball for my man. What else?
You got the sausage one.
Got some sausage going on that, too.
Not on that one. I mean, just I'm getting three different large pieces.
Yeah, that's right, that's right. So what's the other one you want? I got meatball, I got sausage. What else you want?
Let me have the other one with chicken.
No, man, you don't want that. That's bad. That's bad.
Okay, what do you guys have?
What we got, man? We got fish.
I don't know that.
Fish pizza?
No, nah, man. Which pizza is this?
This pizza over on 6th.
Oh, I got the wrong place there. I'm looking for the one on La Cienega and...
Hold on, I'll transfer you over there, okay?
All right.
Put you on a transfer. Hold on for a second. Thank you for calling Pizza. Your call is being transferred.
Yeah, Pizza, how are you doing?
All right.
Hello, Pizza.
Hello?
Yeah, how you doing?
Okay.
What can I get for you?
Okay, which location are you at?
We're on La Cienega Boulevard.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'd like to order 3 pizzas for delivery.
Delivery?
Yes.
What kind of pizza do you want, sir? What size? I should ask you up front what size you want.
Large.
That's the very first one. I either want the 14-inch or 16-inch deep pan dish pan.
Whichever the large.
We got
is.
The 16-inch deep pan dish pan. You got the dish pan deep or an extra deep?
Just a regular large.
Just
want a large,
all right, 16-inch thick crust on a deep dish. You want puff dish?
No.
You want a any of them puffy cheese balls, anything like that? We got a special on buffalo wing. We got a special on... damn, I forgot the other thing. We got a special on something. All right, what do you want? What kind of cheese you want? Blue, Swiss, cheddar, Munster.
Okay, I think I'm going to have the wrong location here.
All right, hold on.
Thank you for calling Pizza. Your call is being transferred. Please have all credit card information available for our operators.
Yes, Pizza, hello.
Hi, yes.
Hi.
Hi, which location are you at?
We are at the corner of La Cienega and Venice.
Okay. I'd like to place an order for delivery.
All right, can I put you on hold? We'll put you through our automated system. Hold on, please.
Thank you for calling Pizza. If you'd like cheese pizza, press 1. If you'd like a meatball pizza, press 2. If you'd like sausage, press 3. Press 2. Press 3. Make your selection now.
Hello?
Yes.
Why aren't you pressing any numbers?
Because none of those are what I want.
Oh, all right. Hold on.
Thank you for calling Pizza. If you'd like a meatball pizza, press 1. If you'd like chicken, press 2. If you'd like sausage, press 3. We'll be there in 30 minutes, or you pay double.
Hello?
Yes.
So the automated pizza, is that what you want?
Okay, what kind of...
It's a lot quicker that way.
Okay.
If you just push the numbers, you'll get the pizza like that. Otherwise, I have to go in the back and make it, and, you know...
You have to go in the back and make it?
Yes, because we make everything fresh at Pizza.
Right, I understand that, but I mean...
All right, hold on for a minute.
Thank you for calling Pizza. If you'd like a pizza, press 1 for yes. If you'd like toppings on that pizza, press 1 for yes. Would you like chicken? Press 1 for yes, 2 for no. You have ordered a chicken pizza. If that is correct, press 1 for yes, 2 for no. You do not want chicken. Press 1 for yes. Press 2 for no. Do you want chicken? Do you want chicken? Thank you. We're processing your order now. We believe in freshness. That's why we don't use any ingredients older than 1 week.
All right, sir, you have 3 pizzas that you want. 1 with chicken, 1 with meatball, and 1 with sausage, correct?
Right.
All right. Very good. We'll get that over to you. That'll be $92.34, sir.
It's $92 for 3 pizzas, 3 large pizzas?
It is pizza. It's fresh as can be.
But it's $92 for 3 large pizzas?
$92.34, and then the toppings are extra. You wanted 3 toppings. That's $5 per topping. That's another $15. 92 and 34, 15, 103, $107. All right? Okay.
Oh, that's too much.
Yeah, it is too much, isn't it? It's just the most outstanding pizza in the world. It's too much.
No, the price is, that's not right.
All right, hold on.
Thank you for calling Pizza.
No ingredients older than 1 week.
All right. How's $25 sound?
That sounds better.
Is that better? All right. Give it to you for $25. Hold on, sir, and we'll get your address, okay?
Okay.
Do you live in the Los Angeles area?
Yes.
All right. Do you live within 3 blocks of the pizza?
No.
Well, we can't. Well, only within 3 blocks.
I don't know how far. We're at Venice and Robertson.
Venice and Robertson. That's going to be rough. I'm alone tonight, and all I have is the, I've got the one car. Can you meet me somewhere?
No.
Can you meet me over at the mobile station?
What's the pizza that normally, I mean, this is the
pizza. You can meet me over at the mobile station.
No, I can't leave.
You can't leave. Well, why don't you come on down here? We'll have a couple of drinks. Talk about it.
That's okay. You know what? That's all right.
What do you look like?
That's okay. I'm not going to order any pizza.
Well, that's the best decision you could make, you know. Cholesterol. Okay?
Poor guy. Poor dude. And he's, you know, after all of that, the guy's still hungry, too, you know? And he can't leave. That's what happens when you misdial. So, that is our flashback request for the night. You know, there was a guy that was doing something that I thought was just great, and I forget the cat's name, but he was getting calls from telemarketers, and rather than hang up on them or get frustrated with them, he would engage them in the most bizarre conversation. So if you got a call from a guy like, "Hi, I'm calling from such and such," you know, "Really? Wow, that's great. I've enjoyed your product, and I'll tell you right now, I don't leave my home at all. I'm here by myself, so I wait for your calls." And, you know, it gradually would just scare the hell out of these people. And he recorded all of this stuff and put it out on a CD, which was out, I guess, a couple of years ago. Every now and again, those wrong numbers are a beautiful thing. Okay, 1-800-449-8686, the number here on the Phil Hendry Show. And in a moment, I will have an update on a lady that called our show last night who claimed to have run for governor of the state of Tennessee. And she had called in the last hour, I believe. Who was our guest that hour, Bud?
David Hall was on.
Right. And David was on saying, I believe, that let's not talk anymore about Hurricane Katrina. Let's talk a little bit more. Let's talk about my friend Bill Sunderberg or something. The guy was a real estate advisor. Anyway, this woman calls and claims to have run for governor of the state of Tennessee. And not only did I not believe her. Oh, it was Chris Norton? Then why did you say it was David Hall, Bud?
Because I just want to see if you'd believe it.
When I ask you a straight question, give me a straight answer. Oh, yeah, it's David Hall. So she calls, and Chris Norton was on, saying that what he'd like to do is he'd like to help out, raise money for the homeless by going out, finding homeless people, and then filming them having sex or something ridiculous. So this woman calls and says, "You know, I ran for governor of Tennessee, and I can't buy. And nobody will even walk up to me and arrest me. And you got some guy on like this?" And then she went on to say that she's being monitored by Microsoft and Google took her off. So I said, "Thank you very much, ma'am, but I do think you're bipolar, possibly schizophrenic." And she said, "What? I am not. I swear to Jesus, oh, get out of here, you creep." Hey, wait a minute. You know, we hung up on her. Come to find out today she exists and did run for governor in 1998. Some dude sent us the entire AP story from 1998, her running for governor. So I'll read this to you. I'll tell you who she is and all that coming up. 1-800-449-8686, email address phs@philhendryshow.com. Our internet, you know, our URL, our whole thing there is www.philhendryshow.com. You head on over there. You can check out our archives. Get a backstage pass so you can make sure you have all of that stuff. And that's also where you can look at the archives of our webcast, which we'll be having another one pretty soon. Coming up on Monday, it's the Bobby Dooley Marathon. And that will be on Monday, our 3 hours solid of Bobby Dooley. Dooley? What did I call her?
Phil Tom Henry Dooley? Show, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
We got Bob Bakian on the line from New Orleans. Bob, what do you got?
Phil, the fundraiser that NBC did tonight in New York for hurricane relief started out pretty good, and then it went terribly wrong. Apparently, a man who is described by onlookers and police as obviously mentally retarded are having some kind of an emotional problem, stormed on the stage when actor Mike Meyer was making a pitch for donations for hurricane relief. The gentleman was described as medium height, African American, somehow exhibiting some signs of developmental disability, but grabbed the microphone and began talking about George Bush, and apparently Mr. Myers looked very alarmed. The staff and people working the stage there in New York seemed very, very alarmed. He was finally hustled off the stage, but the assessment right now is that what happened probably, Phil, was just an individual who is with a group that had come from clinic. They were there to watch the show, and they were there courtesy of the producers. One of them got loose, if you pardon the use of the word, and got loose backstage, came out onto the stage and began, as I say, making these comments. But from the tenor of the comments, I'm told by my contacts, obviously he suffered from some kind of a debilitating mental disease of some kind.
Well, what did he say?
Well, he was basically talking about how George Bush don't like black people and this kind of thing. It seemed like a long, rambling tirade.
Why didn't somebody just come and hustle him off the stage?
Well, they did eventually when they realized what was going on. They thought that there was supposed to be another actor working with Mr. Meyer during that segment. When they looked up, they saw this man who had come, as I say, come on a bus with this group of emotionally disabled or mentally disabled people.
What did they get the name?
The name is West. I'm trying to pronounce. I want to make sure that I pronounce the first name. It's Kanye West. As the police say, he is a 22-year-old young man, suffers from some kind of a mental retardation, and was with the bus of people who were there. A lot of them looked okay, but when this guy, he got loose from the group, and one of the nurses came and got him. And that's Bob making reporting, so it's never a dull moment from Phil Henry Shop.
All right, Bob, thanks. All right, let's go now to, this is last night's show. This lady calls the show. She's talking to Chris Norton. Chris Norton is on to say that he wants to find a way to get money for the homeless by filming them having sex. I mean, the whole thing is just absolutely disgusting and unacceptable. And this lady called to express her displeasure with Mr. Norton's comments, and she goes on to describe herself.
In 1998, I ran for governor of Tennessee as more or less a protest against some of the politicians and some of the things that are going on. And are people who are on this program that I don't understand how they can get on, and that somebody like me, who's a decent, honest citizen, has to run for governor in order to bring attention to some of the problems that we have in this country.
Hold on, Chris. I'll handle this. Shirley, you ran for governor in 1998, the state of Tennessee.
Right.
Do you mind giving me your last name?
Shirley.
Well, I don't really want you to, because I can't.
Sure.
I have no way of verifying who you are. But
no, that's okay.
Nonetheless, you know,
let me give you my name. I'm on Google.
Well, honey, if you give me a last name and you're not really who she is, then I get sued by her. See?
Well, I can assure you, I am Shirley Beckbalsey.
Can I jump in, Mr. Herring?
Go ahead.
This woman may be a liar. I'm not saying she's a liar, but if she lies and you get sued, she could blackmail you even with sexuality.
Would you do me the favor of shutting up while I talk to this lady?
Yeah.
Okay, Shirley, go ahead, hon. What is your name?
Shirley Beck, B-E-C-K, hyphen Vossi. V as in Virginia, O-S-S-E. I'm on Google.
Beck Vossi.
Beck Vossi.
Is that her first name?
I ran for governor.
Is your first name Beck Vossi, or is it?
No, she said her first name is Shirley. Her last name is Beck Vossi.
Beck Vossi. And I want to tell you that I have been harassed for the last 15 years of my life by political adversaries who are extremely powerful in this country. And shut the freaking nut head up.
You have a sinus problem, Chris?
I'm sorry?
Do you have a sinus problem?
I do have a little bit of a sinus problem.
No, he's just doing his thing.
Well, here. I'm listening to you breathing, okay?
I have a sinus problem. I'm
hey,
sorry.
Phil?
But I wanted to say one thing, Mr. Renner. Are you going to interview her or about my cess tape? Because she's talking about how nobody want to vote for her. Well, I guess so.
No, I never said that.
With a name that's too long to remember.
I never said that.
Well, did you win or no? I guess you didn't.
Well, what difference does it make whether I won or lost?
My question, Matt, is are you governor of Tennessee now or no?
No, the lady ran for governor in 98.
Okay, and nobody voted for her. And if you don't mind me saying, Beck Fosse, what is that about? I mean,
I have been harassed by operatives within Microsoft for the past couple of years. Microsoft, they are harassing the living hell out of me.
Are they really, honey?
Yes.
Now,
Phil, when are we going to talk about my cess tape?
And I can prove it.
All right. Okay, so you're...
Are we talking about my cess tape?
Hold on for a minute with the sex tape.
Well, I mean... You can talk to this lady about her, you know, hallucinations, or you can talk to me about the real problem of homelessness that exists in America and how I'm going to get rid of it.
How come idiots like that, screwballs like that, can get on radio and television? They have completely, you know, at first when I was involved in politics, there was a lot of... people who supported me.
Ma'am, I just want to say I got a solution for the problem of homelessness, and you don't. And
you don't know what the lady's platform is.
Well, I'm coming on your show tonight, Mr. Henry. Yes, the tapes do have some sense, but that's at least a solution.
Go ahead, Shirley.
Okay. I just wanted to say that...
Do you have a platform on homelessness?
That the problem with our country is the type of people... who, like this crazy idiot that is on your program. I mean, we have not got people on there who are decent, regular people.
Mr. Henry, can I make a comment?
Go ahead.
Are you doing anything for the problem of homelessness, ma'am? I am. So how can you say I'm screwy?
I don't know what you are or who you are.
Well, ma'am, I'm telling you.
I'm just using this as an example, okay?
An example,
you know,
of how we can get rid
personally.
Of homelessness. Oh, yeah, I won't take it personally. I'm just a screwball. Well, I tell you what, Shirley Beck Vossi, first of all, your name's German, and Jews, forget it. You won't get their vote. Secondly...
Would you come on, man, and talk serious?
Well, I mean, Beck Vossi, Sieg Heil, you know. I mean, there's a lot of things.
Okay.
Sieg Heil.
Yeah.
Look at Shirley. I tell you what. I think what you're saying is very important.
I am a very well-known George Soros. Has harassed the heck out of me every minute of my life, 24/7, 365.
Hey, ma'am,
George Soros and those kind of fools get up and they harass the life out of me. Why? Because I get results. I'm the person that says expose this, expose that.
Have you called
everything.
Have you called Art Bell?
You know, I get on different programs and I have things exposed.
Oh, okay.
I get things out, and
I've
that's
never
exactly
been on a
what
show.
I'm doing
this
now.
Is the first time I've done my cess tape show, and you've been on a million shows. Okay, so what are you talking about? Well, this is a good one, man. This is where the white trash guy is.
What are you doing, man?
I'm watching Cops.
So anyway, this lady exists because I later went on. She came back and she said, you know, Phil, I'm harassed by Microsoft, as you just heard her say. Google didn't have her the way we were spelling it. And then she said, well, Google's taken me off. Well, when anybody says that to me, now I'm thinking, all right, we now should have at least some outpatient care. When someone goes that goofy... You said you were on Google, right? Yes. Well, I just tried to look you up. Well, then they must have taken me off because I'm being spied on. So I'm thinking, yeah, we need a little antipsychotic. I don't know. I'll go to my physician's desk reference and see what we can do. Sure enough, some guy emails this morning. He says, dude, she exists. And she ran for governor. Her name's Shirley Beck Vossi, V-O-S-S-E, which I'm sure the lady spelled it for me. She's described as somebody who, I don't know if the governor of Tennessee is now, but the guy that won eventually was a guy named Sundquist.
Sundquist?
Sundquist.
That the lemonade?
What lemonade?
They make lemonade.
It's Sundquist.
Oh, all right.
What do you mean they make the lemonade?
Sundquist is lemonade.
It ain't the same guy, man, okay? The cat that does... There ain't no guy named Sunkist. That's a made-up name.
You just said he's governor.
Sunquist is governor. Sunkist is some goofy name a guy made up.
What's it supposed to mean?
The sun kisses the freaking lemons. How do I know what it means?
So? How does that make good lemonade?
I don't know how it makes good lemonade, other than the fact that you need sun to make the freaking lemons, I guess. What a jackass. The guy's, look at, what does that say?
Yes, you are. Oh, okay.
Anyway, this guy's name is Sunquist. Sunquist. And this cat ran for governor against Shirley Beck Vossey. Shirley Beck Vossey got beaten, and she's considered a Memphis real estate agent who also has a sort of Christian fundamentalist base. And it says he beat her handily, got 60% of the vote, and she got 28. He said, I need your help, and that's all there was. And then I went online. There's a lot of stuff about her, not all of it complimentary, but I guess I pretty well feel safe saying she's not mentally deranged. And Miss Beck Vossey, give our best to Glenn, and thank you for calling our show. It's the Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Bobby Dooley, a Bobby Dooley marathon on Monday. Hey, can I ask a question at this particular juncture and not get anybody angry at me? If you have a city that's below sea level, should you have maybe some plans about what to do if the water comes in? Or is that like, see, what I don't understand is this. The first cats that tell you, man, I am tired of the federal government breathing down my neck, and then the levee breaks, where's the federal government helping me? Right? Now, I don't know anything about these things, although Harry was just talking to a staff sergeant, United States Army, and the guy made a really good point. The guy said, hello, you're talking about mobilizing troops. It takes freaking time. We got rank amateurs out there talking about how come we don't have a fast response time. You got to mobilize troops. You got to feed them. You got to bivouac them. You got to get their butts down there. You need a lot of guys. It takes time, man. When did this freaking water start coming over that dike, if you'll pardon the expression of the use of the word dike? When, bud?
Who?
The dike.
Who?
It ain't a who. It's the when did it come over?
Monday.
All right, the water comes over on Monday. Today's Friday. Just how fast do you think we can operate, folks? Come on, man. Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot. Because of global warming, there's more hurricanes, and therefore, What was going on in 1968, man, when Camille went through there like a freaking buzzsaw? Went through there like a skill saw, baby. They're still finding boats, anchors. They're finding seashells in freaking Kansas City from Hurricane Camille. They found... Didn't they find, Bud, like the mast from a sailing ship in North Dakota? I don't know. So what's that? Was that global warming back then? The point of the whole thing is cats are talking about response, man. I got a great idea. Hi, I'm the mayor of a city that's underwater, that's like below sea level. I think I'll have an evacuation plan. Why? Because there's like where we are now? Yeah. Look up. What do you see? Water. Is that natural and normal? Not really. Uh-huh. Right. Whoever built this town... decided, you know what, I'd like to get out of bed in the morning and stare up at water. Not the sky, water. Now, don't you think we ought to have some kind of an evacuation plan? I don't understand what you're talking about, man. We've got a levee and everything. Everything's beautiful, man. This is New Orleans. We've been here for years. Jesus, we've had vampire attacks here. And Rice lives here. You're worried about levees, dikes, and all that crap? The only dikes we got in this town, man, are working as, you know, they're at the bus station. All right, we'll be right back. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
RC, go ahead.
Yeah, Mr. Hendry. Great show as always. It's good to talk to you. Wanted to, first of all, thank you for the coverage you're doing. And as you can hear, the airport sound effects just kicked in, and that's where I am.
Why are you there?
Basically, I'm with... three other cadets from the Bradley Military Academy. We will be flying down to New Orleans. We want to help in whatever way we can as volunteers of the National Guard.
Is the National Guard accepting volunteers?
No, sir, but we're there in a show of solidarity because we eventually do want to go into the military, and right now they do have a situation down there that's... it's all messed up.
All right, how old are you, man?
Yes, sir. I'm 16.
All right. Well, they're not going to take you, but...
No, I'm aware of that, sir, but I just want everybody in the National Guard to know that we're locked and loaded. We're ready to rock and roll. And, you know, it's really amazing that some people can loot and just act like wild chimpanzees. So I just feel...
What do you mean chimpanzee?
I was at Lacey last night.
I heard a lady on your shows talk about them.
Chimpanzee? Do you mean chimpanzee?
Well, I heard that it's chimpanzee.
It is chimpanzee.
What do you mean it is chimpanzee? Because I had that idiot Margaret on.
She's a writer.
Wasn't the lady a writer?
Yeah, a bad writer.
Well, that's not the point of my call, Mr. Henry. It's just to say that the Bradley Military Academy cadets have got the back of the National Guard. We just want to say, we just want to do a shout-out, shoot to kill, locked and loaded, ready to rock and roll, full metal jacket. Oh. Out.
Yeah.
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 That's great, man.
Anyway, the chimpanzees are...
Yeah, okay, the chimpanzee. Phil Henry Show will be right back on a world-famous...
Phil Henry, 1-800-449-8686.